The right window treatments change everything. Your sleep, your privacy, the way every room looks and feels. At Blinds.com, we've spent 30 years making it surprisingly simple to get exactly what your home needs. We've covered over 25 million windows and have 50,000 five-star reviews to prove we deliver. Whether you're DIY it or want a pro to handle everything from measure to install, we have you covered. Real design professionals, free samples, zero pressure. Save up to 40% when you buy two or more. Rules and restrictions apply.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Speaking about going a couple of rounds deep, how about what's happening with Archbishop McCarthy? This is a program that really has done an outstanding job over the last three, 4 years. Came out of independent, started banging heads right away with great teams like Norland and like American Heritage and like Plantation. And last year won the district, beat Heritage. And then, lost to them in the state playoffs. But I'll tell you what, the job that Coach Jake Pugh and his staff have done is just amazing. And he's kind enough to join us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. And obviously, I know that every year you guys strive to get better. They make it tough for you. They put you in with some of these really, really good teams, but you've answered every bell. And again, congratulations on what's happened so far and what lies ahead.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate it, Larry, and I appreciate you having me on. It's always a pleasure. Yeah.
Oh, you know, anytime, and watching what you guys have done. And, you know, that's the same thing with Coach Cabrero that I just talked to. I mean, you know, everywhere I went during the off season, whether it was Kaiser or some of these 7-on-7s or line camps, I always saw his players. Same thing with yours. I mean, and you, I know that you prescribe to what you put in March, April, May, and June, and into July is going to be reflection on what happens in October and November. Talk about what this program has done, you know, to get to this point.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a product of a lot of hard work. It's been a product of a lot of patience and some consistency, and you know how it is. It doesn't stop. It really goes 365 days out of the year. So obviously, it's been building over time, and where we're at now is again a product of a lot of hard work and dedication from everyone that's involved in our program. But trying to get the kids out to the camps and get them competing against some other talent in the state of Florida is obviously important, because, that's going to help them prepare, for the fall, when it matters.
Yeah.
We tell our kids we train 365 days out of the year for, a maximum of 15 opportunities, right? So most of the time you spend is in practice and in training. So again, our kids, they put a lot of hard work in, and again, they're very consistent about it too.
Yeah. And not only that, I mean, you put together a schedule where you play three teams who are in state finals, including Jacksonville Bulls and West Broward and obviously St. Thomas Aquinas. I mean, you do that, and Jacksonville Bulls is going to be a kickoff class or a Broward showcase game. What you were in last year, you come up with a big win over Cardinal Gibbons. I know the kids are really, really looking forward to that. I know you play Royal Palm Beach, and you play a really good game on Thursday, which I'll be at, against Miami Palmetto, another team who who had an opportunity to maybe win state last year as well. Talk about the schedule, because I know that you're only used to this. I mean, you guys, you know, come from up north where you play competitive football all the time. And certainly, you know, with Coconut Creek and Norlin and True North and a really good First Academy team that you and I saw, you know, playing the 7-on-7 down here, and Community School in Naples, a program that you guys had a nice game with as well. Talk about that, because I think this schedule is probably top to bottom one of your most challenging.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it wasn't easy finding games. I mean, we're not a part of the BCAA, so, you know, we get our two district games with St. Thomas and Flanagan, and we had to go out and find eight other teams to play. You know, and obviously with the teams that you just mentioned, you know, we really don't get a week off, right? You know, from start to finish, every week's going to be competitive. Every week's going to be a four-quarter football game. But I think, you know, that's what makes it fun, right? I think that's what makes coaching fun. That's what makes, competing fun, to where you're going to go in and you're going to have to earn to win. You know, it's fun to prepare, and it's fun to go out on a Friday night and actually play some really good football against obviously some great competition with, you know, just about every single one of those schools that you mentioned right there. Yeah. So it's exciting for sure.
No doubt. Head coach Jake Pugh from Archbishop McCarthy with us this evening. And coach, you know, the one thing over the last couple of years, and I know that Archbishop, since they opened, they've been, their administration's always been supportive and the student body has gotten behind the program. Talk about that, because, you know, going to the playoff game last year against Heritage, you know, at home, having a game at home like that, you know, that magnitude, you know, and seeing all your administrators out there and a lot of the fans, you know, a couple of graduates, that's got to make you feel good, you know, that everybody's supporting you and everybody's behind you. And it makes, I'm sure, your job a lot easier.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and again, you say the word support, you know, it's definitely necessary, you know, to run an operation and make sure you're getting the most out of it.
The right window treatments change everything. Your sleep, your privacy, the way every room looks and feels. At Blinds.com, we've spent 30 years making it surprisingly simple to get exactly what your home needs. We've covered over 25 million windows and have 50,000 five-star reviews to prove we deliver. Whether you DIY it or want a pro to handle everything from measure to install, we have you covered. Real design professionals, free samples, zero pressure. Save up to 40% when you buy two or more. Rules and restrictions apply.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
You know, and we have alignment. You know, we have alignment with our football program, the administration, you know, from an academic standpoint, from a school culture standpoint, from a football program standpoint. You know, and again, it just makes things that much easier, you know, when everyone's on the same page and everyone's kind of moving in the same direction and thinking the same thing from a vision standpoint, long term.
Right. Yeah. And you're home this Thursday. You play Miami Palmetto, a team that you know played last year in the kickoff classic. And Coach Manasco obviously does a tremendous job. Came with it a 2-point conversion of maybe, you know, having a chance to win last year. What do you look for to get out of this coming into your opener next week? What do you look to get out of this Thursday night's kickoff classic game, as far as taking a look at some of the players that you know that are established, but also, I guess, getting a chance to look at some new faces?
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I was just saying to the kids today, I look at Thursday as it's another day of practice, right? It's a scrimmage. It doesn't count towards the year. but it's the first opportunity you get to go against a different color jersey, which is always fun. You know, you're in fall camp for now, you know, just about 2 weeks, and you've been hitting each other, you know, every single day, and it'll be fun to go out and obviously compete and play against another team, you know, and Palmetto with being the team that they are and, you know, the success that they've had, you know, it's going to give us, you know, a nice test, and it'll give us an idea where we're going to be at this year, you know, playing such a good quality team, you know, like them. So we're excited about it. Obviously, your main priority is to come out healthy, but also, you know, really get guys out there to, you know, show us what they can do, put them in different positions, and, you know, hopefully finalize some depth chart, you know, question marks that we have still leading into, you know, next week with Royal Palm Beach.
Yeah, that was my question, too. I mean, because obviously you have a really good idea. You've only been in camp a couple of weeks, which is kind of, you know, crazy, you know, to think about. And here you are, you know, playing your, you know, your exhibition, your kickoff classic this week. And then next week, it all the lights go on for real. Do you have some questions at some positions that you maybe not from a starting standpoint, but maybe depth? That you're going to maybe address on Thursday?
I think there might be a few. You know, again, we've been in camp. You know, we go all summer, we weightlift, and we do all that stuff. You know, yeah. We've been in camp, you know, playing real football now for 2 weeks. So a lot of the things have kind of been answered, you know, these past 2 weeks. But, you know, always good, you know, when they go out there and they gotta execute under the bright lights, right? And, you know, they got to go out and compete against a different color jersey. So, obviously, we have a good idea of who's going to be where and what guys, you know, are going to be our guys. But, you know, again, I think Thursday is a real good opportunity to kind of finalize some of those question marks that we might have.
Yeah, I agree with you. Coach, I can't thank you enough for stopping in on a Monday. We'll see you on Thursday night again, Coach. Appreciate you, man. Best of luck this season.
Thanks, Larry. Look forward to seeing you Thursday.
Good stuff. Coach Jake Pugh, the head coach at Archbishop McCarthy, a team that won the district last year. Come on. And that's a district that had Norland, that had American Heritage, who won for the second straight year. So, obviously, the talent's there, the opportunity for them to kind of prove themselves, you know, once again this year, the stakes get a little bit higher. But you never know. I mean, with this open division, you know, and St. Thomas being one of the district teams, and a lot of people are predicting great things for the Raiders and Coach Harriet this year. So you never know what happens. You know, then the next man up. I mean, if you don't make the open division, then you play for a region title and hopefully get to state, something that eluded them that last year. Because if you figure if they would have won that game last year against American Heritage and then went up, and I believe they would have. Well, I'm trying to know. As a district champ, I think they would have hosted Fort Walton Beach Choctaw. They could have gone to state and, you know, and maybe have done the same thing that Heritage did against Orlando Jones. So it's going to be fun for them, and it's going to be fun to watch them. I'm going to be out there on Thursday evening. Don't forget, we'll have on our LarryBluestein.com website, we'll have coming up on Wednesday, we'll have the entire Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday schedule. Earlier, we talked to Ira Reynolds. Could call him Ira Winterman. Ira Reynolds, you know, about what he's got going on as well.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.